this
maybe
is...
like a painting of some sort.
It is an affiliate of VSA in Washington, D.C., and is part of a national and international network which seeks to bring the creative spirit of the arts to people with disabilities. The Very Special Arts Minnesota office is located in Hennepin Center for the Arts in downtown Minneapolis. The executive director and lone staff person of VSA Minnesota is Craig Dunn. All of the work here has been created by an artist with a disability. In some instances, the disability has directly influenced the work. In other cases, the disability has had little or no effect. Disabilities represented include deafness, blindness, mental illness, head injury, chemical sensitivity, and various physical disabilities. In all cases, however, the artists have been chosen because of the excellence of their work and their continuing dedication to their craft. This exhibit features 10 artists, 6 of whom have been chosen as grant recipients in the Very Special Arts Minnesota Artist Recognition Grant Program. This program has been funded for the past 2 years by the Jerome Foundation here in St. Paul. During these 2 years, $6,600 has been awarded to Minnesotans with a disability in the areas of music, writing, and visual arts. Very Special Arts Minnesota is pleased to say that this collaboration with the Jerome Foundation is an ongoing one. Applications for this year's Artist Recognition Grant Program, for which 6 grants of $750 are available, can be obtained by contacting the Very Special Arts Minnesota office. Ask the volunteer for a VSA newsletter for more information. And there is one available in Braille, should you need it in that format. We hope you find this exhibit accessible. We have lowered the artwork to allow children and people using wheelchairs a better view. We have made the signage a little larger so that it may be read more easily. For fairgoers who are blind or have very limited vision, we have a magnifier, a flashlight, and Braille signage in addition to this tape description. We are also allowing this group the opportunity to touch the three-dimensional pieces by Tara Arlene Inman. Please ask the on-duty volunteer if you have any questions about these access accommodations. The pieces immediately directly to the left of this, the opening signage, are 3 photographs by St. Paul photographer Yvonne Klosek. These 3 pieces are each 30 inches wide by 40 inches tall and represent 3 pieces of a 9-piece set and series. The 3 that you have before you, the 2 outer ones, give different views of actually bars of soap in yellows and light beiges, and they're stacked up along next to each other, and there's a very mauve or purplish light that separates them. In between those 2 are flowers, a reddish dried rose with a blue lighting on a branch of that rose and some dried leaves. The rose and leaves are in focus and the rest of the background is very much out of focus, causing the rose to be set off that much more. The pieces next to Yvonne's pieces are by Mary Carol Peterson from Pelican Rapids in northwest Minnesota. Mary Carol's 2 pieces, one is entitled Pumpkin Patch 2 and the other is Autumn Trail from Maplewood State Park. Each of these 2 pieces use lots of oranges and yellows. The pumpkin patch consists of 5 pumpkins on either their bottoms or their sides, covered with kind of grass and hay, and maybe some roping as well. The autumn trail, immediately left of it, shows a country non-paved road, probably a dirt road that winds backwards into the woods. The woods are pretty late in the autumn. There's still a little green, but lots of reds and yellows with all of the ground cover, mostly yellow as well. Blue sky behind it. A lovely Minnesota autumn day in Maplewood State Park. Continuing on left are two pieces by Wendy Lee Savage. Wendy is of Native American descent and lives in Duluth. She has two pieces here, one named Ojibwe Night, which is above the other, which is called Rock Wall. Ojibwe Night is a very dark piece, given that it is night. Oil pastels, lots of dark purples and dark greens, and there it appears that there is a moon with some, perhaps some spirits in the sky. There are three animals that I cannot determine what kind of animals, but each of the animals have an icon on them, or a symbol on them that I am guessing depicts something from Native American traditions in visual arts. And that is in the foreground and towards the bottom. The rock wall is primarily in whites and blacks, grays, and on the rock wall there are two handprints in kind of orangish yellow, and then four or five pieces of green around the outside, both on the left and upper right. It's very impressionistic. It's not easy to see exactly what is being depicted here, other than a rock wall with some color of hands, and as I said, the green. Continuing on to the left, there are two pieces by Minneapolis artist Bruce Anderson. Mr. Anderson has worked for many years in oils, and his painting is very thick. He uses lots of paint. The first piece, called Bone, uses primarily purple, interspersed with white. And it's many, many half circles piled on top of each other. It's totally expressionistic, lots of swirls and swishes back and forth. And the paint comes approximately 1 inch off of the canvas. So there's a lot of texture, and he does all the texture just with the way he applies his paint. He has told me sometimes his paintings take a year to dry because there is so much paint on there. That one is 30 inches wide by 49 inches tall, unframed. The one next to it is also by Bruce Anderson, also oil, 24 wide and 36 tall. Here he uses similar technique with lots of swirls and lots of paint. This time, however, he's using an orange and a dark red. And the dark reds are more of the foreground colors, and the orange is very much a background. Next to Mr. Anderson is the first of three pieces by Helena Oppenheimer of Woodbury. Helena produces work in sculpture in clay, and all of her images are African American women. This one is called Flowers, and on some information panels that comes with the sculpture is the following. Flowers, dedication for Mrs. Flowers, who assisted Maya Angelou in finding her voice, silenced from childhood abuse. And then a poem by Dr. Maya Angelou from 1993 on the pulse of mourning. Take the dream into the palm of your hands, mold it into the shape of your most private need, sculpt it into the image of your most public self. Lift up your hearts. Each new hour holds new chances for a new beginning. The piece itself is a woman's upper torso and head with a hand coming to her mouth. She wears a multiply colored turban of orange and yellow and lime green. And then beside her she has a basket of flowers, and the flowers are in oranges and yellows and oranges and yellows. Next to that sculpture are two pieces by St. Paul photographer Terrace Dykstra. Terrace is deaf and is a photographer, and he has two pieces here, Gateway to Heaven and The Skull. Gateway to Heaven shows an image of a cross under a tree, and within the image of the cross, the outline of the cross, is another picture that is a cemetery. And so within the frame of the cross is this picture of the cemetery. And so it's almost like the cross is a mirror that is then reflecting back onto the cemetery, or we're looking through the cross to the cemetery. The skull is a skull of a steer, perhaps, with horns on each side and resting on some barn wood. The two pieces next to that are by Kurt Schultz from New Ulm. His pieces are in acrylic and ink. The upper one is called Woodzard of Odds, kind of a play on words. Woodzard of Odds. That is a image of perhaps a woodman. Actually, it looks more like the Tin Man, but in wood. A very fine black and white pen and acrylic drawing with a stick tree beside the woodman, and actually the woodman's legs turn into a tree trunk and roots, so it's like the woodman is still attached to the trunk that he was created out of. And above him is a full moon, or a sun, hard to say. Below that is extratelecastrial. Extratelecastrial is another drawing in acrylic and ink of a woman standing looking at a enlarged electric guitar that is sitting in some mountains, and above it is another image of either a sun or a moon up in the sky with points coming out of it. The woman is looking towards the guitar and the sun. Moving on, we see three pieces by Minneapolis artist Linda Beth Riggs. Linda Beth has created two photographs and one piece that is a mixed media of digital design and photographs. The first one is How to Find a Friend, a photograph of a tree. Foreground, leaves fallen around the base of it, green grass. In the distance and out of focus are more trees and bushes, mostly in greens and browns. Some of the trees in the background are dappled in the sun, and again, very, very much out of focus, so it very much shows off the main tree. Looks like an oak in the foreground. Next to that, on the lower side, is a piece called Determination, and it is a photograph showing a spotter holding a set of weights behind someone who is laying down doing a bench press. And the person laying down doing the bench press is a Special Olympian, so a young man with mental retardation. And the spotter more in the foreground is definitely a weightlifter, with a International Games t-shirt on. Above is a 4 inches wide by, or 4 inches tall by 22 inches wide piece, which shows kind of the recovery period, or a life history of Linda, who had a brain aneurysm, which resulted in aphasia. And it's kind of a timeline showing early years of marriage, then the aneurysm, and then rehabilitation, and then the last picture is a woman smiling with a question mark, wondering what comes next. Moving on down to the left are three pastel watercolors, or two pastels, one pastel, and two watercolors by Wilmer artist Audrey Lee Falk. The first one, and all three are very bright, many bright colors. The first one is called Scary Fairy Tales. Lots of pastel greens and purples and blues and reds and magentas, pinks, images of a girl on the far right-hand side. In the bottom is a man who appears to be from the late 1800s with a handlebar mustache and a cap, blue cap. Behind it appears there's some animals, maybe a lamb, but it's all very jumbled, and I think that's where the scary fairy tales comes. Next to that is Resplendent Child. Very much in the center, to the top, is a face of a girl. Maybe a girl. I see it as a girl. With lots of greens around the outside as a background, and it appears that the person, if it's not a girl, is enveloped in many layers of clothing, all different colors, kind of patchwork clothing, and a hand that is coming out from the body holding kind of a sack, a blue and greenish sack. The expression on the person's face is very straight, so you're not, it's straight across, the mouth is straight across, and so you're not really sure what feelings might be showing there. Finally, next to that one is called Tales in a Tree, Tales as in T-A-L-E-S. There is a woman who may be out of the 20s with kind of a sash around her head, and I think I see a frog, and I see a caricature of a horse with long eyelashes and the eyes closed. This one is in light colors, blues and pinks and light oranges, and some light lime greens, leaves on the bottom. And very, again, all three of these pieces have been very mixed, jumbled, but very, very colorful and very exuberant. Next to that is another piece by Helena Oppenheimer. This one is called Sexy. And the signage that comes with this says, "I lost my leg, not my libido. Love to cuddle and make trouble. Disabled and capable, this gal's unstoppable. As a person, a whole woman, sexy, that's me. My prosthesis measures 36, 24, 36. Add those numbers to your narrow-mindedness. I'm different and I'm beautiful, yet ignorance is so still hurtful. To a person, a whole woman, still sexy, that's me. Wanna dance?" And that poem is by Helena as well, from last December. The sculpture here is, again, an African-American woman sitting in a bathing suit, and on the bathing suit are hands all over the bathing suit. She's sitting at the edge of a pool, and in one hand she is signing, and I'm not sure what she's signing. It may be the word sexy. In the other hand is some sunblock and some sunglasses as she sits on a towel, a multicolored towel, at the end of a pool in the 5-foot section. Next to that are the last two wall pieces, and they are both by Tara Arlene Inman. Tara is a woman with fibromyalgia who 10 years ago, and prior to that, had full sight. And she was a two-dimensional painting artist. And so we have one piece here done 10 years ago called I Have to Use a Cane Now. And it was right at the edge of her really beginning to lose a major portion of her sight. And it shows a woman with a cane across her lap and perhaps angry, hair flying behind her and above her, a very nondescript kind of expression on the face. And it may be that she is getting ready to break the cane. And next to it is another piece that was commissioned by Very Special Arts this year, which takes Tara's vision now, which is near total blindness, and we asked her to do that piece from 10 years ago in a form that is now what she is able to produce. And so it's a piece in a frame of that same individual with hair attached to a papier-mâché head and a white t-shirt and a knee sticking out. But in this case, the cane has been broken. She has broken it over her knee. And this is called I Have to Use a Cane Now 2. And again, Tara is from here in Minneapolis. And when you're done with this tour, you might want to go back and ask the volunteer for a handy wipe so you can touch this piece by Tara. We're going to walk around a column here, and there's one more piece by Tara, which also can be tactilely explored, called Two Men and a Picnic Table. There are two clay figures sitting at a picnic table playing checkers. And rather than describe that, I'll let you explore that as you finish your visit here. Immediately to the left of that one is the last piece, and it is the final piece by Helena Oppenheimer called Warrior Women. And this is an ASL Braille study in breast cancer. American Sign Language is saying, I am liberated. The Braille, which is on kind of a towel that goes around the torsos of each of the women standing there, says, I have the body of a warrior who does not kill. And then there's some information about breast cancer and mortality rates being especially high in African American women. The sculptures are two females, each who have lost their left breast, and they are topless, so you can definitely see that they have lost their breasts, but very defiant and very proud, as it says, I am liberated, and their arms are extended up, bent at the arm, or bent at the elbows, and fists up about head level, and just standing and with very very firm expressions, saying, I am liberated. That completes the exhibit designed by Very Special Arts Minnesota, entitled Excellence in Disability. If you have any questions, please ask the volunteer.